Blackstone Audio presents Something Borrowed, Someone Dead, an Agatha Raisin mystery by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Penelope Keith.
Chapter 1. The recession was biting deeper into private detective Agatha Raisin's finances. The bread-and-butter work of her agency, the divorces, missing teenagers, even missing dogs and cats, was drying up, as people preferred to go to the police for free help, and men and women in unhappy marriages opted to wait before paying Agatha to find proof of evidence for divorce. Her agency staff consisted of two young people, Tony Gilmore and Simon Black, as well as retired policeman Patrick Mulligan, elderly Phil Marshall, and secretary Mrs. Friedman. Despite the hard times, Agatha could not bring herself to lay any of them off. She spent more time at her cottage in the village of Carsley in the Cotswolds, smoking, drinking gin and tonic, and playing with her cats, Hodge and Boswell. Her ex-husband, James Lacey, who had the cottage next door, wrote travel books and was often absent. Her police detective, Bill Wong, was too busy to call, and her other friend, Sir Charles Fraith, had not called on her for over a month. So one sunny morning, instead of going into the office, she trudged up the road to the vicarage to pay a call on her closest friend, Mrs. Bloxby, the vicar's wife. The two women were in sharp contrast. Mrs. Bloxby wore old-fashioned lady clothes, drooping skirts and blouses in summer and washed-out woollens in winter. She had brown hair, mild eyes, and very beautiful hands. Agatha had bear-like eyes in a round face. She had very good skin and glossy brown hair worn short. Her figure was quite good, apart from a rather thick waistline, and her legs were excellent. "Come in, Mrs. Raisin," she said. "I've just made some coffee. We can have it in the garden." Both women addressed each other by their second names, a practice once used by the now defunct Ladies' Society. Agatha sat in a chair in the sunny vicarage garden. Behind the garden wall lay the church graveyard, old mossy tombstones reminding one detective in her early 50s that life was fleeting. Mrs. Bloxby came out to join her, carrying a tray with the coffee and a plate of Eccles cakes. "I made these this morning," said the vicar's wife. "I'd love one, but I can't," said Agatha gloomily. "All this inactivity is going straight to my waistline." "Oh, what the hell?" She picked up a cake and bit into it. Mrs. Bloxby looked at her friend anxiously. She felt she could hardly pray to God to send down a case for Agatha, as that possibly would involve a lot of misery for some people. Her husband often complained that people shouldn't pray for specifics. But, thought Mrs. Bloxby, there was often comfort in trying, because the answer could be no, but, on the other hand, something might happen. Scotland Yard once claimed that some people are murderees. Mrs. Bloxby could not have imagined that in a village not far away from Carsley was a widow who would cause such hatred as to spur someone to murder her and give Agatha Raisin a new case. Mrs. Gloria French lived in the village of Piddlebury, a charming place of old cottages nestling in the Cotswold Hills. She was a jolly widow with dyed blonde hair, rosy cheeks, and a raucous laugh. The perpetual smile on her wide mouth never quite reached her prominent pale blue eyes. She had recently moved to the Cotswolds from London and had thrown herself into village life with great energy. She baked cakes for the Women's Institute. She delivered the Church Times. She organised parties to raise money to repair the old church. In short, she seemed indefatigable. Gloria's cottage had a thatched roof and latticed windows. The latticed windows were a recent addition, Gloria thinking that plain glass was not, well, cottagey enough. Nestling among the profusion of flowers in her garden were plastic gnomes. Inside, the living room and kitchen were decorated with many copper pans and fake horse brasses. Some bad watercolours hung on the walls. Gloria, being an enthusiastic amateur art